Welcome to Culver's of Verado, where everything's made fresh. What can I get started for you today?
Hey, can I get just a small cookie dough concrete mixer?
Okay.
And then, Steven, do you want anything?
Yeah, could I get a mint ice cream shake with some of those Andes mints mixed in there, too?
And then we'll get another mint ice cream shake with some of those Andes mints mixed in there.
Okay, what size?
Do a small, buddy?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, we'll do a small.
Okay, anything else for you?
No, that'll do it. Thank you. All right. Welcome back to the 14th episode of a podcast because nobody asked for it. I'm joined today by my good friend and coworker, Stephen Applegate. Stephen, welcome to the show.
How's it going, man? I'm pumped to be here.
We're switching things up a little bit. We have traded in the normal interview room in the dining room at my house, and we are in drive-thru line at Culver's.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
in my Kia Soul.
Way better if you're eating ice cream.
Yeah. So we're switching it up. We're in the Kia Soul. We're going to get milkshakes. We're going to chat.
And then we're going to get our hair done, right?
Then we're going to get our hair done.
Okay.
But Valentine's Day is coming up.
Ooh.
And we are going to, we thought it'd be cool, interesting, embarrassing, whatever you call it, to talk about our first experiences with the holiday. Maybe reflect back on the glory days of middle school relationships.
Oh, great. Those are some of my favorite times ever.
Okay, so before we're waiting in the line right now, what are Andes mints?
So Andes mints, they're like those ones where it's like chocolate mixed with more mint, so it's like double mint.
Okay.
That's what I'm going with. That's the move.
Is that a thing or is that your thing? Because I've never heard about that.
You know, it wasn't even my thing until I got to Culver's, and I was like, you guys offer such things? So I just asked them to put them in the shake, and it's kind of been my thing ever since, you know.
I'm a cookie dough guy.
Really?
Strictly cookie dough.
Oh, all right.
I'm like, can I just get a cup of cookie dough?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I want a whole cup. Don't judge me, please. Thank you.
Right. So we have thought this would be cool just kind of to do this. Should we include the Culver's employees?
Yeah, I mean they're part of the audience, and I think they, do some for respect.
We're like, hey, yeah, we're recording. I know you listen.
Yeah. We're talking right now. Can you not?
Thanks so much. So the car ahead of us is, it's taking its time.
Yeah. So I'm starting to question if they even ordered anything, or
they just came for
conversation.
They got a cup of ice cream.
All right.
Looks like brownie. I don't know.
All right.
We're pulling up right now.
Almost.
I think they're spotting us, dude.
Yeah, I think
they know who we are.
The vehicle. Not sure what's going on.
I think they know
there.
Who we are. Let's wave. Yeah.
Yep. Hey
with
guys.
With a podcast, that's us.
Yep. How's it going?
That's embarrassing.
Do they have any of your merch? I feel like they might be wearing
Culver?
Your shirt.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. This is just ridiculous. Okay. We're still in line.
I mean, do they know who we are?
Actually, fun fact: this Culver's right here in our little town of Verado. I don't know if you know this. It is the busiest one in the nation.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Seriously.
Wow.
Yeah.
To think that a small town like Verado would come out to be so much.
And we are kind of contributing to that right now. Okay.
Right now.
Wish us luck. Wish us luck. Oh my God.
Hi, I have a concrete short double cookie dough and a short mint Andes shake.
Yep, that's right.
807.
Sweet, thank you. Mm-hmm. Sorry, we're filming a podcast right now.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, do you want to say hi?
I would love to.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Elena.
Oh, thank you so
much.
Hi,
Elena.
Are you making our ice cream right now?
Oh,
you already made it, Steven.
Now, that is the service we were looking for.
You listen to the show, I take it?
Yeah.
Thanks so much. Well, we just have a podcast where we just talk about stuff.
Tell her the name of it so she can listen.
This is a podcast because nobody asked for it. That's my name. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, it's clicking now. She understands.
Yeah. So if you ever get the time, just check us out.
Yeah.
What is it?
What is a podcast? Like, what do you mean? Like, what is a podcast? Oh, it's just like a kind of a radio show kind of thing. You just like talk. Five or six, yeah. Five or six people listen.
3,000 something, yeah.
Yes, I will. I can count them all on my hand.
Oh,
yeah.
Can I hear it?
Mom, Dad, Steven,
yep.
Me,
hey.
And Sophie. She's in the back seat.
Hello.
Yeah.
And then I can listen, too.
Yeah, you're our,
sixth
listener.
Wow, yeah. We're making moves.
92 hands.
Yeah, now I need two hands.
Oh,
sorry.
I'll take one off so you can have one hand. More
thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Perfect.
Thank you so much.
That's really cool.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, geez, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, you all right. Have a good
thanks, you as well.
Thank you.
Well, that
was adorable.
The best.
Adorable.
I think
she was a listener. I know it.
Oh, I know.
I know it.
How did she know you like that? It's crazy. You're really making moves, bro.
Thank you. All right, so we're going to pull over. We're going to enjoy our shakes.
Oh, we're not driving while we're doing this? I think that's the safest option.
I know. I was going to go with the knees on the wheel. I'm going to hold off, though. Okay, so let's talk about Valentine's Day. Mm. Did you ever, when you were growing up in school, did you ever ask a girl to be your Valentine?
Ooh, yes.
And what, you know, what age was this?
Okay, this was around, I'd say, let's, fifth grade. So, I don't know, maybe that's like 12 or 13.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be awesome if, you know, I just went out and I bought the stuff, you know, bought a bear, bought some chocolates, even if they didn't really want anything from me. Because I'm like, well, hey, if I already got, you know, all the presents for them and I'm already showing, you know, my vulnerability in front of the whole class, not only will everyone think I'm cool, but she's going to love it.
Yeah.
And
you know what I found out that she can't say no if you ask her in front of a large audience.
Yes.
Right. She kind of feels peer pressure.
No, of course. She'd feel horrible about herself if she said no in front of me, because it's like, dude, that's not cool. It's embarrassing. So I think she liked it. I'm still waiting to hear back. But I think she enjoyed it. You know, I'm not sure anyone else got her stuff. So
I never asked a girl to be my Valentine's. I always celebrated it in like elementary and middle school, even high school too, from afar. Like I always liked it. I always liked seeing it where, okay, this guy's got a girlfriend. This guy's got a girlfriend. But the guy like next to him who also has a girlfriend, he's got teddy bears, he's got flowers, when maybe the first guy, he's got nothing.
Ooh.
Right? So you can kind of see where that gets a little testy.
Yeah, I
enjoyed kind of that people-watching aspect of Valentine's Day.
No, I see.
I never had a Valentine's Day. I don't think that was my choice.
Yeah, no.
I think that was maybe
predestined, you know,
from the girls.
Maybe they were just busy or something.
Right.
Yeah.
You told me you have a... Because in this episode, we're going to rehash some of our cringy stories.
Oh, I love doing this.
You have
this.
A cringy one for me, you said.
Oh, yeah, and the funny thing about this is this is actually this is before I gave her the Valentine stuff. So it's the same girl.
Oh.
I guess you could say I was head over heels. And I'm going to keep her name out of this
just in case she gives me
another chance. Still waiting on it. But, hey, you know, dreams do come true. Yeah. And so the story, it's... The fact that I can't even say it's a relationship should tell you that this is a pretty sad story.
Was it one-sided?
Yeah. I would definitely say that I was fully on board, and she was not at all. But you got to try. So let me set the stage. There was this new girl that popped into middle school, and the thing about my middle school was it wasn't huge. So there was a new student. Everyone knew about her. If there was a new student, everyone was like, ooh, who's that? Ooh, no way. So I saw this girl, and I was like, this is awesome. I didn't really talk to her. I didn't really know how this whole relationship and dating stuff worked. I was like, but hey, I'm just going to go all in. You know, why would I just attempt? I got to go all in. So I started talking to my friends. I'm like, hey, guys, what should we do? You know, the game plan is to have her become my girlfriend. And what are we going to do? How are we going to solve this problem? And so they were telling me, hey, well, if you kind of sweet talk her a little bit and you... you go up to her after school, I think she might say yes.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing about that is I didn't really take into consideration that we had never talked before.
Oh.
So I guess
that
I was
can be
thinking,
an issue. I can see where that kind of interferes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I guess she was being a little bit petty just because, you know, who needs to talk before a relationship? I mean, it's just boyfriend and girlfriend.
Right.
So I go up there, and I'm like, all my boys are following me. I'm like, I feel great. This is awesome.
Getting the shoulder rub.
I'm the man on campus.
Like, you know when the boxers walk up to the fights?
Oh, yeah.
They got
the
little crew.
Dun, 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 dun.
That was you.
That was me. I was Rocky Balboa. So I was walking up to the ring, and I think she knew I was coming. I think she knew I was going to be there. You know, she was unlocking her purple bike. Still remember exactly what it looks like. Mm-hmm. And
A huffy.
Yeah, I know. It was pretty cute. Mm-hmm. And so I walk up to her, and I didn't really need any introduction. I was just like, hey, you seem really cute. Would you want to be my girlfriend? And the look that she gave me, it was disappointing, because she kind of just looked at me and was like, who are you and what are you talking about? So that's usually how relationships start.
Right.
So I was like, this is off to a good, the right foot forward. And so... she said something so crazy. She was like, hey, just give me some time. I don't know right now. Can I maybe tell you later? And I was like, this is probably the best possible way it could have turned out. Because I basically swooped her off her feet. Mm-hmm. She had no idea what to do. So I was like, all right, yeah, take as much time as you want. Yeah. Ride your sick purple bike back home. I'll see you tomorrow.
Do a lap around the neighborhood.
Yeah. Come back, do some mental jogging, come back over here and let me know. Mm-hmm. So it was the next day, pulling up to school. You know, my boys are with me. I'm like, all right, this is the day where I finally get a girlfriend and I'm not single.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. And as I'm standing there, you know, we're all just kind of looking, scouting the field, seeing where she is. Her friends show up. And I'm like,
she brought her boys.
That's weird. Yeah, basically she brought her crew to my crew. And I'm like, is this allowed? I mean, okay. What I found out is she never had any intention of speaking to me in person. She sent her girls to tell me that she said no. And I'm like, you couldn't even do me the respect of telling me in person. I mean, we had so much chemistry together. Mm-hmm. I think she was forgetting about all the things we did before.
Do you mean that there was like a bond, or you actually had chemistry class with her?
I was just going with a bond. Terrible in chemistry, so I'm not really sure that would have impressed her anyways.
Right.
But I was a little bit disappointed. I'm like, I really thought the time that you were going
to
take.
Her friends said, they come up to you, what do they say?
They were like, she just said she doesn't really want to be in a relationship with you. But little did they know, that night was the skate night where we went to the skating rink.
Mm-hmm.
And my boy said, hey, you know, if they say no, why not ask them a second time?
Yeah.
Let's just say that night went just as bad as the first time.
Yeah.
It's still a no, but I'm pretty confident that she's still thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know, life changes. People change. Situations arise. I'm like,
Love
does not change. So I'm just waiting.
So I'm not going to have you go into any personal information to name drop her or anything.
No, of course.
But do you still know her to this day?
I do not. For all I know, she might be off the face of the planet. Yeah. Not really sure where she went.
I can guarantee one thing. She's probably single.
Mm. And you know what? I bet if I tried the same thing right now, it might go differently.
That's an interesting point. Would you try the same thing again? Like if you go to GCU, would you go up to a girl and just go, do you want to be my girlfriend?
You know.
Or have you learned from past mistakes?
I guess if I was just feeling it, like love at first sight, then maybe. Yeah. But I think I'd learn my lesson. I think I'd probably back off, kind of see what's going on, and then throw some hints at her.
Yeah.
And then maybe a couple weeks later, really go for the kill.
I like that. Very heartwarming story.
Yeah, I'm sure that
I've
you
got
have
one.
Even the best.
Oh, I've got one of my own.
Okay.
So it was 7th grade.
Ooh.
I was dating this girl. I actually went on to date her in 7th and 8th
grade.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
That's big time.
Yeah. So 7th grade, we are walking each other to the bus stop at the end of the day. Sophie's in my sister's in the back seat. She's giggling. She loves this story.
Hi, Sophie.
I tell the story anytime I get a chance.
Oh. Well, so we're at the bus stop, and we took two different buses. So we're kind of, before we veer off and go our separate ways, which is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
For the afternoon.
I get it.
Until we saw each other again.
I get it.
Like 12 hours later.
Mm-hmm.
I give her a hug.
Hey, respect.
And she leans in. And she whispers in my ear. She says, I love you.
And no way.
My eyes were like saucers. I was like,
wow.
Oh, my God. So we pull back from this hug, and I hit her on the shoulder, and I go, okay, I'll see you tomorrow. I pretended not to hear her say,
wow,
I love you.
Okay.
Because I don't think I would have said it back.
Bold tactic. Bold
or
move.
If I did, I wouldn't have meant it.
Ooh.
Right.
Okay.
So then we get home. I get off the bus stop. I get settled at home, and I text her, hey, sorry, did you say you loved me? I thought I heard it. I just didn't want to say I love you back.
Or
right. I didn't want to say I loved you back, and then you didn't actually say it.
Yeah, I get it.
But, that was kind of cringy to be like, I love you. And then you're like, ooh.
Wow.
That's a curveball.
So you weren't on the stage of the relationship that she was. She was a little bit further.
She was light years ahead, I think.
Do you think, at that point you could have gotten down on one knee? Or is that the...
If I did, I don't know if she would have said no.
Ooh,
I didn't have enough money for a ring in 7th grade.
Gotcha.
Maybe a ring pop.
A ring pop, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Use your allowance to get that or something.
Right.
Yeah, respect.
Let's talk about, have you ever had your first kiss?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Please share if you're comfortable doing so.
Okay. So this kind of happened out of the blue. Wasn't really planning on it. Wasn't really expecting it. But it happened. And ever since then, I was a changed man. So basically what had happened was me my mom and some of her friends, and we were at this big event. We were at the Palm Valley Golf Course, and they have that banquet hall. And so really cool is outside they have a jungle gym. They have this thing. I'm not sure if it's still there today, but I was next to one of my friends that I thought was pretty cute. Again, leaving the name out in case she does want to, you know, try things again.
Yeah.
It was only in like first grade, so
okay.
Things are still new.
Oh, first grade.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was
a mature son of a gun.
if that's what the millennials call it, then right. Okay, so I was we went outside and we were like, "All right, let's hang out. Let's talk." We were going down the slide. I was showing her how fast I could run in the sand, the monkey bars. Oh, she was in for it. She was seeing how skilled I was. And I was basically hitting every shot. I'm like, man, this is really smooth. Like I said before, I didn't know that this was going to be the day of my first kiss. But basically what happened is I get back up to the top of the jungle gym. She's looking at me. I'm like, oh, hey, what's up? She starts to lean in. And I'm like, usually this is when I do the same. So I tried it, and I don't think I missed. Like, I'm pretty sure we made solid contact. And
it wasn't a foul ball or anything?
No. Yeah. I think I smacked that sucker out of the park. And that was when I became a man. Yeah. You know, there's always a story when boys become men.
Yeah.
And I think that was it for me.
Yeah.
And ever since that day, I just knew who I was as a person.
You get home from school, your mom goes, "Hi, Steven, how was school?" You go, "It was fun." You just matured over.
You got some time, Mom. We need to talk things over. Let you know about the decision I just made.
So then when you pulled back, were you just like, wow?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I remained steady eye contact.
You have to stay calm. You can't fist bump.
Yeah, and you got to state your dominance. You know, you got to show that, you know, hey, I want to be in this relationship.
Right.
I want to do this thing. Like, you know, it didn't, you know, end up in a relationship, but it showed that I was interested.
She was like, "How was the kiss?" You're like, "It's all right."
It was all right. I mean, I'm down to try something else.
Right.
You know, try it again, but I'll practice, and then we'll get back to it.
And I'll get back to you.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, my story is horribly awkward.
Oh, great.
So you became a man, you said, in first grade.
Yeah, I'd say about then.
That was your first kiss. Yep. Mine took place in eighth grade.
Wow. Eighth grade really was eighth the grade. Defining moment for Griffin Favitz.
Eighth grade. So I was dating this girl, a different girl, kind of a player in eighth grade.
If I do recall, that's the same year as the other story you just told.
It was.
This man.
So we, in eighth grade, this is before, obviously, you're driving. It's kind of in the age, sixth, seventh, and eighth grade when you're like, oh, I like to hang out with girls or something along those lines. Like, oh, they don't have cooties.
No.
Right?
I mean, all the lies are wrong. They're not true.
So in eighth grade, what we would do is we would go, pretty much our entire eighth grade class, I feel like, would go to the high school for Friday night football games.
Ooh,
that was like our first taste of like going out with friends.
Gotcha.
You know, parents
would
drop us off. Parents would pick us up. Stuff like that.
Let them know when to pick me up, when I'm done hanging with my friends.
Right, but it was
a
sense of like, oh, we're getting older. We're starting to hang out. Right.
Yeah.
So my eighth grade girlfriend and I, we went to the game.
Mm.
And word travels rather quickly in middle school.
Of course.
My friends, I don't know how this went down. It was kind of decided that that was going to be our first kiss at the football game.
Wow. So this was predetermined.
It was scheduled. Yes.
Gotcha.
It was very
scheduled
much scheduled.
Is even better.
So we're on like a little bit a ways off of the football field. It's like a blacktop area where the kids run around.
Okay.
So it's like my group of friends is kind of on one side.
Gotcha.
Her group of friends is another side.
On the other side. All right.
You know, like directly across. And everyone knows what's going down, what's about to go down.
Everyone's watching. They got their popcorn.
So I emerge from my camp.
Gotcha.
She emerges from her camp.
Okay. Did you leave squad behind, or did they follow?
Kind of both. I left them behind, but they watched. Like,
gotcha.
We kind of emerged
and
met each other halfway.
They were visually supporting you.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So, and what makes this even better is she was taller than me.
Wow.
In middle school, which just adds to the romantic.
Really, we're out
of
your league, man.
Right. So, we kiss. Right?
Wow.
Yes. We kiss. And it was just kind of like, it was eighth grade. It was very awkward. We kissed. We kind of like, I think she gave me a hug.
Gotcha.
And then we went back to our groups to where I was greeted probably one of the most rambunctious crowds I've ever seen.
Wow.
I got more high fives that night you know, than you could ever
imagine.
You gave
them what they were asking for. You gave the crowd what they
wanted.
So
it's like we emerged from these groups, we kissed.
Gotcha.
And then we went back.
And she gave you a hug. Don't let that part
out. And she gave me a hug, and then I got a lot of high fives. I remember, and this is no joke, I did a fist pump when I was going back and seeing my friends. I went, one pump, boom.
Boom, pump.
Ready?
Pump.
Boom. Yes, that's what it was. And it was one more.
Boom. There we go.
That was,
okay, nice.
That was what we did. And
I almost
that was,
feel like I'm there with you right now.
Right. Did you give me a high five that night?
I think that might have been me.
That was you.
Yeah.
So that was very awkward, but I'm very happy that I can look back and be like, oh, yeah, that was bad. That's funny.
Mm,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, who has a good first kiss story? No
Dude,
one does.
I mean, unless you literally plan this out like you did, and I'm not really sure how it's not awkward. I mean, at that point in day and age of our lives.
Literally, it was like, okay. We're going to meet there at like 8, and then we'll kiss.
Dude.
That's not even a joke. I
so
wish
punctual.
It was.
So punctual. Nothing's changed this day.
No, I'm very,
you're very
punctual.
Yes.
Yeah. Even with my kisses.
Wow.
Have
my
you
man.
Ever, what was your first breakup?
Wow. Okay. So first breakup, let's see here. That's a good question. I'd probably say it was sometime in high school.
Okay.
I'd say sophomore year, junior year. I'm not really sure when the date was, but it happened, and it was I wouldn't say it was horrible. I wouldn't say it was something that was bad. It just was awkward.
Yeah, no breakups.
There's really
good,
no
yeah.
way to put it other than like I've never heard someone say like, "How's it going?" "Oh, good. I just broke up with my girlfriend. I feel great." Like I've never heard that.
Yeah.
But it just happened, and it was something that I guess you could say was planned out. And I'm not sure. It just wasn't the way things were going. And
so you did the breaking up?
Yes, sir. I'm not. I don't think I've been personally broken up with before.
Yeah. Humble brag.
Humble brag. it's just the truth. Yeah. I guess it just happened, and I was like, wow, this is a weird feeling.
Yeah.
But we'll move on. We'll analyze film. We'll go to the film room, make some changes.
And you know what? We will get better.
We will get better. We will get better. I'll start practicing a little bit more, and I'll get after it.
Yeah. So then did you kind of say, hey, can we talk? Did you text? Did you? I have known a friend who left a voicemail and broke up with his girlfriend via voicemail.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
How'd you do it?
It was just in the car. Just
okay.
You know, me over here, kind of like just now. I was in the passenger seat.
Oh, cool.
You're in the driver's seat.
Does it bring back some memories?
It does bring back some memories. She had a little bit longer hair, but, you know, it's pretty similar to how it worked out. And, yeah, I just kind of stated what I felt. And after that, it was just moving forward, you know, trying to get over it. Took me a couple months, but I was back better than ever.
So you have never been broken up with. I have. It was
really?
Actually my very first breakup.
Wow.
It was actually with a girl.
It had to be in eighth grade, right?
It,
I mean, this is
believe
when
it
just
or not,
about everything
it did.
Happened.
I peaked in eighth grade, I think.
Okay.
So it was with the same girl that I had my first kiss. We had a great month together, which included my first kiss. But at the end of the school day, we went to our lockers. We go get our backpacks and stuff, and then I make my way over to her locker.
Mm.
And she looks at me, and I knew walking up, like, ooh.
Something was off.
Something was off. Okay. Walking up, and this is exactly how this happened. She goes, Griffin?
No.
And I go, oh, okay. And I just turned around and left.
You didn't even let her finish.
No, I didn't let her finish.
Because you just knew.
I knew what she was going to say. Now, what if she said, Griffin?
I love you even more.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. She goes, Griffin? And I go, oh, okay.
Oh,
and I dipped.
Gosh.
I left.
That is brutal.
So I think I got broken up with. I'm actually still not even sure.
That is brutal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at this point, yeah, I mean, you don't even know what she was going to say.
Yeah.
So like you said earlier, I mean, hey, she might have been asking things to, let's get more serious.
I think she wanted to get steady.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Go steady.
You didn't give her that chance. So
no, it was very awkward. She for sure, I think I really did her a favor because she didn't have to do it. I give her credit. We're like 13 years old.
Face
she does
to
it
face.
In person, right?
Okay.
She didn't wait to text me. But yeah, I knew what was going down.
Gotcha.
But I think that has been the only time I've been broken up with in person.
Yeah.
Or you know, broken up with, I think.
Yeah. Regardless, whether you're being broken up with or getting,
it stinks.
You know, it's not fun either way.
Yeah.
But I mean, hey, maybe we can change that someday.
Yeah. How's the love life now?
So it's been.
Does it have a pulse? Mine's doesn't have a pulse.
No, it's actually been dead for a little bit over a year now. Yeah. You know, I go to GCU, and I'm pretty sure the ratio there is like for every one dude, there's like eight girls, and so that's definitely been a little bit interesting because, you know, you'll show up to your class and we'll do like boys and girls in one group or something like that, or we'll split them up and there's like eight dudes and 32 girls, and you're like, wow, this is interesting. I mean, do boys even go to college at this point?
Yeah.
But I am the select few. I'm I am a male in college. So, yeah, I've been pretty I have not been steady or consistent with anyone, and I feel great.
Oh.
I feel like I've known myself a little bit better. I feel like I've had some peace in my life. And, you know, at the end of the day, I just don't have the time. And quite frankly, I'm not sure I even have the money. Yeah. You know, if they want to go out, like, that's cool, but where are we going to go?
I broke up with a girl in high school because I couldn't afford going out with her anymore.
Gotcha.
And that's not even a joke.
What?
That's serious.
That's,
I was a sophomore in... I was a sophomore.
Oh,
I feel horrible. Oh,
my gosh.
I got to the point where I couldn't do it, Stephen.
Babe,
couldn't do it.
I have the money to support this
to support
love
us.
That we have. Yeah, to
support
us. I just can't.
Yes, maybe that's why I'm still single. Just because,
I mean, girls are expensive.
They are.
I mean, then Valentine's comes around, you're like, I feel obligated to get something. I mean, right. we all know that you're going to get chocolates, but it's like, those are like $15.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, I mean... I guess is what people in relationships do at this point.
Yeah. My last year of my love life, I feel like I would describe
last
it. The last year of my love life.
Okay.
I will describe it as I have seen girls, but they haven't seen me.
Wow.
Right.
Dude, that'll preach. That'll preach, my man.
Where I am going out with girls, but they are also going out with me plus several other boys.
So it's almost like they just don't know that you're that serious.
Right.
And that you're the man of their dreams.
Right.
I feel that.
Yeah. I'm like, I had so much fun tonight with you. They're like, what's your name again? They're like, I had fun. Have we talked before? Yeah, I had fun too. This is the second time this week I've been here.
Wow, yeah.
I was on a date a few days ago with some guy. Yeah, that's how it's been. I've seen girls. I've gone out with girls. But the girls that I go out with, they also see many, many other
gotcha.
Guys. Yeah.
Gotcha. It's... Yeah, they just don't know the commitment that you're ready to give.
Right.
Which,
I get it. It's fun to be our age and just kind of...
Yeah.
Know,
just guys being dudes, whatever that means.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost like, you know, hey, we want to hang out. And they're like, can I bring a friend? And you're like, yeah. I think that's
sure.
how this goes.
Do you have a story of your worst first date?
Worst first date. Okay.
Because I've got one that a friend told me earlier today, and I've got one of kind of my own.
Okay.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, why don't you say yours, and then I'll kind of
so
build off of it.
So, I went out with a girl my senior year, and it was very fun. I enjoyed it, but I don't know. Things kind of fell off, like, a few weeks later.
Okay.
Anyways, it's actually not even about the date being bad. It's about the aftermath being bad.
Gotcha.
So, about a month later, I'm driving in our little town of Verado.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm about to pull out of a, kind of like an alley kind of a thing.
Okay.
And I'm, like, looking both ways, and I ease up on the gas a little bit, and
okay.
she was running,
oh,
going
great.
Out for a run. I didn't see her.
This
so she darts,
be true.
She darts, oh, yeah, she darts across, and I damn near hit her with my car. I almost hit her with my car, and we froze for a minute, and it was just, I did, like, this little pathetic wave of, like, hey. Remember
me? Talk about a first impression.
Yeah, so I don't think another date is in the cards.
In the works after
almost,
that.
Yeah. Because I almost hit her.
But what I think is a topic of discussion is you didn't hit her, though.
I didn't.
Not only did you not hit her, you probably saved her life.
Yeah.
And I think that's what she needs to realize at this point, that you dodged her.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters.
Yeah. That's, wow. Should I call her right now?
I think after you explain it to her that way, she might have a little bit more clarity.
Yeah.
And she'll know what's going on.
Okay, I'm going to give her a call after we record.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me know how it goes in the podcast 15.
Right.
Let us know.
So, second story is
okay.
a friend told me this earlier.
Okay.
It was the worst date she had ever been on.
Great.
I'm not going to tell the friend or who she went out with.
Gotcha.
This was her junior year of high school. And the boy sitting behind her in her geometry class somehow got her phone number. And so he texts her and he says, hey, this is so-and-so. Would you like to go out sometime? Let's go see dinner. Let's go see dinner.
Let's
go see
a
movie and get dinner.
Okay.
So they did that, and they watch the movie. It's going okay, kind of, gotcha, you know, awkward, gotcha, first date stuff.
Movies are always good, though. You don't have to do much talking.
Right.
You know?
And then he goes, okay, where do you want to go to dinner? And she says, let's go to Cane's, which is a, you know, chicken place. Tender place. Yeah.
Swap out my coleslaw for bread.
Yeah. So she says, let's go to Cane's. And he says, okay, cool. So they go. They sit down.
Okay.
They order. And she starts eating. He doesn't. The food's right in front of him.
Okay.
And she goes, why aren't you eating? And he's like, oh, I can't have chicken. It makes me sick.
Are you serious?
And she's like, why did you say you want to come here then? So she says she ate her meal and then she ate his.
Okay, good, good. I mean.
And then she went home. And it started off on a weird note because she was horribly sick at the time. She had a cold.
Gotcha.
And so she texts him the day of and she goes, can we reschedule? I have a crazy cough right now. And he goes, no, I don't want to reschedule. I want to go out.
Wow.
And she went out and then the dude goes to a place where he can't even eat, orders a meal,
okay,
and then doesn't even touch it. Wow. Now that's a worse date. That's something you can look back and go, ooh.
Okay. Okay.
Do you have one now?
Yeah, so okay. I'm thinking back. You know, my memory's kind of been jogged. Freshman year of high school, you know, busting into the scene. I know what's going on. And the thing is, this first date actually happened in the cafeteria of Verado.
Oh.
That's how you know it was real. And so basically, what had happened was, there was a girl I've had a crush on for a while. I was like, all right. The only next step is to, of course, have lunch with her, try something out, see how things are going. She actually invites me to her table.
Whoa.
And yeah, she's taking the first step. And I'm like, I am okay with that. Like, girls want to take the first step, it takes all the pressure off me. Mm-hmm. Feel free to do so. And so she tells me, hey, tomorrow, why don't you join me for lunch? Why don't you come to my table?
Let's split a thing of tater tots.
Yeah, some tater tots, maybe get a chicken sandwich or something, and then we'll call
just
it a
day.
Just
not too much because I don't have much in my account.
Yeah, of course. I had to tell her. I mean, it was taco salad day, so, you know, gotta save the money. Right. Basically, I get there, and one of the most beautiful girls I'd ever seen, and I was like, wow, I am sweating bullets. And I get there, and I sit down, and I don't know what happened. I just totally lost every word that I ever knew in my vocabulary. Like,
because she was so pretty?
Yeah, wow. Definitely. I had lost my train of thought. I had lost my focus. I literally, kid you not, sat there all of lunch and didn't say a word. I didn't know what to say. She was just looking at me, and I'm like, I have never done this before. I don't know what the right thing to say is. So my guess is, hey, if I don't say anything, I can't say the wrong thing. So I kind of went about, and it awkwardly ended. You know, she was like, all right, we'll see you later. And that was the last first date I ever had with her. Things did not proceed forward. They did not get anywhere near where I wanted them to be, where I thought they should be. But hey, you live and you learn.
That's
and,
right.
Now I speak a couple of words.
Good.
If I go on a date, I got about 5 words in my vocabulary that I can probably think of at that time.
So you in your dating career, you have gone from in first grade asking a girl, do you want to be my, or not in first grade, in middle school.
Yeah.
Do you want to be my girlfriend?
Okay.
And then in high school, you have just not even spoken to her.
Yeah.
That is pretty impressive.
As you can see, yeah, the progression is there. I have
glow up as well.
Glow up is real. I mean, yeah. I don't know if glowing up means going backwards as far as from a progression level, but that's definitely what happened. So I'd say I'm a little bit well-trained now, a little bit better trained, but still working on it. Still working on it.
Last question I got for you.
Yeah.
We talk about our struggles and our woes and the heartbreak, but if you could sell yourself as a boyfriend,
wow,
what characteristics would you promote?
That is a good question. See, this is why you have a podcast, because questions like this, they're just so good.
Thank you.
So I would say, you know, it's kind of one of those things on like MTV, those dating shows where it's like, I can do this, this, and this, and your parents will love me.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I would probably say if I was selling myself, I am pretty good with parents. I'm good at starting conversation. I mean, you and me have worked at the coffee shop for a while now. We kind of know how to start things out of nothing.
Yeah.
We kind of know how to get a conversation going. You know, I obviously wish I could have had those skills a little bit earlier.
Right.
But hey, they're a development. And so I would say, hey, you know, I'm really good with parents. Things wouldn't be awkward if you showed me to them. I would make things go smoothly. Another thing is I enjoy getting out and about. You know, I'm one of those guys where I'm not going to be like, hey, let's just sit around and let's just hang out, which in its essence is good. I mean, you can sit around and chill, but I don't like to get stagnant. You know, right. I like to try new things.
Yeah.
I like to go on hikes. I like to go to movies. Movies are like my thing. So yeah. Love going to movies.
Ladies, yeah. You hearing this?
Yeah.
This
yeah.
I know. All.
I know. I'm really putting my heart out on a string here. Okay. So good. You know, well, I'm adventurous. I good at talking to parents. I'd say that I got a lot to bring to the table as far as personality goes. I'm not going to bore you. I kind of know my boundaries as far as personality goes. I know what the right things are to say most of the time. Yeah, most of the time, I'd say,
important.
You know, 80-20, I'd say. 80% of the time, I kind of know the right things to say. And at the end of the day, I'm just going to put you first. You know, I'm going to put you before myself. I'm not going to be selfish. It will be tough. One thing is I will not put your football team before mine. If you like the Cowboys or if you like the Raiders or, if you like the Patriots, it might be a done deal.
Yeah.
Unless you want to convert to being a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, because that's what I live and breathe.
Jeez, if only you knew girls maybe, or maybe even one our age that
you
was
know,
a Steelers fan.
I just
or
wish
was from Pittsburgh.
She would show herself. Maybe we could even go to Pittsburgh together. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But that's just wishful thinking.
I wish we could work together with someone like that.
Yeah, you know, you can't have everything you wish for,
yeah.
But you could hope for it. So that's probably what I'd say.
Okay. Here's me.
Okay.
I'm going to keep it short and simple because that's how I would describe myself.
Gotcha.
I am short, sure. And I am simple. I'm good with parents. I'm good with babies.
Yes.
I'm very good with babies.
Yes.
Let's see. What else? Decent humor.
Okay.
There is something there. Like, the light is kind of flickering a little bit.
Okay.
You know, there's some humor there.
You got some jokes. You got some jokes.
Some jokes. I am nice. I'm a good listener.
Good listener. That's good. That's good.
What did you say?
I said it's good.
I'm a good listener. And do you just snort?
No, I was coughing.
Okay. And you know what? I've got my head on straight. I feel like I'm going to school.
What a real man. And you're paying for it. You're paying for it yourself.
Right. The only downside is I have a podcast. I hope they can see past that.
Mm. Yeah. And if you're listening right now, hey, just know there's a lot more to this guy than just his podcast.
Steven.
Stop. Don't blush. Not,
the only downside
now.
Is I'm 5'6", but that's literally the only downside I have.
Yeah. You're only 5 inches away from 6 foot. You know?
I know.
That's what girls want. So just say, I'm eating my greens. I'm eating my vegetables. I'll get there. I'll be there.
I have a dad bod too. Some girls even say, most girls probably say, I like a shorter guy.
Yeah.
I know for a fact they think that.
Mm. I think that actually might be the common norm.
Yeah.
I think I'm at a disadvantage of
being so
six
tall.
Two.
I saw you walking up to my house. You kind of looked a little funny.
Yeah.
Like you were on stilts almost.
I get that a lot. And you know, if you're listening right now, my height's not everything. That's not something that defines me.
And mine is, and it defines everything about me.
Good. Okay. That makes sense. It's whatever you choose to, you know, choose to go with. And that's what you chose. So
awesome.
Makes sense.
Well, thanks for joining me, Steven.
This has been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
Can we do ASMR now?
Yeah, we're going to try our hand at ASMR. This is episode 14 of a podcast because nobody asked for it. Steven, thank you for joining me. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Talk to you guys next week.
We will try again.